Debbie Boone, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure for me, and I'm probably going to be just so redundant like everybody else. I have to take you back to 1977, where you were like the number one everything on the planet. And do you ever get tired of singing You Light Up My Life?
You know, I did. You know, in the first year or two, it was all anybody wanted me to sing. And I just, you know, I felt like I'm just getting going. I want to do other things. And it was frustrating then, but my perspective now is just to have such gratitude that this song connected me to so many people and basically gave me this exciting, beautiful career and so many opportunities. And every time I open my mouth to sing that song, I can see on people's faces this happy memory. It takes them to a specific place or to a person, and it's great to connect with people in that way. So, you know, who can get tired of that?
Exactly. And it's kind of interesting, you know, on a parallel frame, being in radio at that time, there was a time that I couldn't get away from your song either. And I felt and then there was the time, we need to get away from Debbie Boone. But now I look back at it and I go, I can't wait to hear it again. So I guess it is full circle on that. But in reality, you know, we think of you as almost that person that you had that massive one hit from the very beginning. But you've been involved in show business your whole life. Your dad was a megastar in the late 50s and early 60s. And were you surrounded by all of Hollywood and all of that glamour growing up?
Quite a bit, but my parents made it their mission to give us as normal a childhood as was possible, living, you know, across the street from the Beverly Hills Hotel, you know, in Los Angeles. So we, you know, we had chores and rules and discipline and all that stuff, but we got to go to really exciting places and VIP lines to, you know, be part of my dad's exciting life too. So it wasn't exactly normal, but I think I got the best of both worlds.
You know, your dad had the squeaky clean image. Did that follow you in your career path? We always, as Debbie Boone, that's her dad is, you know, Pat. So she lives this perfect little lily white family life. Is that is that true? Was that what it was like?
Well, you know, it's never like that kind of image is never real, I don't think. But certainly, it was handed to me, that pristine, squeaky clean image that my dad had, I inherited. We did have a pretty wholesome life. You know, I got married at a young age and started having kids right away, and there was no scandal in my life. The only thing I regretted about it is that sometimes that image makes people feel very separate from you, as if you see yourself as better than. And I hated that part of it. I didn't want anybody to think that I was this sort of self-righteous prude that was judging everybody, because that was never the case. And so I always enjoyed it when I'd be out on the road doing musicals or doing my shows, and people would say, you're not anything like I thought you were going to be. You're so fun to be with. And that was always the highest compliment.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, there's one question I've been dying to ask you for years, and I'm so glad I have this opportunity. Did your family have an intervention when your dad did the metal album? That's all I need to know.
No, but I will tell you, watching the American Music Awards at home with my kids, and my son was in junior high, and he looked at his grandfather in that ridiculous outfit and buried his head in his hands and said, "Is there no way to stop him?"
Oh, had to ask, and I'm so sorry. It was just one of those moments in time. I think the whole world was like, "Pat? What's going on with this world?" You've got a brand new album out, and you're going back to the classics. You're going back to the standards, and you got to be pretty excited about this album.
I really am. I really am. It's called Swing This, and the whole idea is to make you feel like you are hearing the kind of songs you would have heard had you been lucky enough to be in Las Vegas in the 60s, with the glitz and glamour of Vegas at that time and the big stars like Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin. And I was there in the 60s as a very young girl with my dad, who was headlining there. And that's when that music got under my skin, and when I decided, I want to do this. How can you be the lady in the beautiful formal, standing at the piano singing some great torchy ballad. And I figured it out.
Nice. So are we going to be seeing you performing on stage this album in some incarnation?
I am doing it now. I've been doing it for a few years, really, this show. And I'm doing it, finally getting, obviously, you know, everything came to a screeching halt. So I'm just getting back out there now. And Time Life has redistributed this music so that people who never got a chance to hear it when I initially started doing this show will be able to get it on all the streaming platforms now, and I'm thrilled that they decided to distribute it for me so that it gets the exposure that we were never able to give it in light of circumstances.
And I know you've also done theater and what have you, so besides the singing of this wonderful swing music and all of those great sounds then, are you going to be going back to the stage in any way, shape, or form?
From your mouth to God's ears, there are no plans at the moment, but I've had the opportunity to do a lot of musical theater, and it is a great love of mine. I just adore telling a story 8 shows a week with a company of talented people. I love the camaraderie of putting on a show like that. So I hope I get another opportunity, but there's nothing in the works right at this moment.
Well, Deb, I wish I had more time to talk with you. There's so many questions I, you know, really wanted to ask about George Clooney, but that's okay. I understand you don't really see him too much, even though he's an in-law, right?
That's right. He's kind of busy, you know.
I wish you all the best, Debbie. I've loved your career. I've loved your music, and I can't wait to finish hearing this album and maybe seeing you in person someday.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.